So I'm just going to channel the vibe of a fireside chat while looking out to the right and just realizing that the world is ablaze on fire. And yeah, here we go. Just kidding. Now, I don't remember which president it was that addressed the nation with a fireside chat, but yesterday I had a rough day, and this morning I woke up, and the apartment complex that I live in, the power went out, so like nobody had power, and I just I remember getting into my car today, and I was thinking, well, shit, I'm gonna have to charge all of my stuff in my car, which is really not a big deal, but I just remember like it, life is kind of doing like a left hook, right hook kind of thing, uppercut, right? And I just remember getting in my car and just kind of like sort of chuckled, baffled. I mean, I was just about to invalidate myself saying it's really not that bad. I am starting to feel like I am where I've always wanted to be. And I think that I actually owe that to just being present. You know, I was having a conversation with a friend today. No names to be named, boundaries. but it was all just about, like, you know, I was saying that I thought growing up that what I wanted was big house, nice cars, a lot of money and everything. But the more I heal, and it's not that that's bad. It's not a matter of good or bad, right or wrong. You know, whatever a person wants is what they want, and that's okay. It does not, it's okay. But the more I heal, the more I realize just how delicious just being present is. Because I'm pretty sure that everything else is just mind-made. You know, like when I really think about it, like, everything that is important is already here. And the really cool thing about that, too, is that the more I'm present with what is, the better my life gets. And it requires less of thinking and more of just feeling and just being here and being present with whatever there is here and being grateful. You know, being grateful for being alive, to put things into perspective. I will address what Gary Vee, for those that don't know him by Gary Vee, Gary Vaynerchuk, talks about 400 trillion to one, the chances of a person being a human being, you know, being born and everything. I might have trauma, but man, am I happy to be here, you know. Healing and just new understandings and just new spaces of awareness and just like literally like a majority of my life has been lived inside of my mind and it has created so much unnecessary suffering. And I'm gonna quote Eckhart Tolle on this one, dude, man, spiritual rock star. He said, I don't know what book it was or if it was just a quote itself, but he said, suffering is necessary only until we realize it is unnecessary, right? And so I'm just looking at everything and I'm like, you know, do I really know that I want anything that I thought that I wanted when I was younger? You know, that was part of the conversation that I had with my friend today. It was, you know, just like me coming to the realization of like, and Gary Vee talks about this too. It's like, well, you think you want this, that, and the other. You think you want the accolades. You think you want the, you know, the Rolex. You think you want the nice car, the house, you know, this, that, and the other. And again, it's okay to want that. It's totally okay. But what is the possibility that you're going to get there and realize that it wasn't as sweet as you thought it was? And the more that I live, the more I realize just how cool the present moment is. like just being totally here with what is, rather than being stuck in the mind and all of the mind's beliefs and ideas of insufficiency and this moment is not good enough, the next moment will be better. It's just noise, you know? And just seeing it for what it is as just noise, because that's exactly what it is. It's just noise. I'm really awakening from a whole universe of mind-made suffering, you know? What I'm really realizing that is totally valuable for me is, like, actual intimacy, actual healthy intimacy. I would say more so like verbal and mental and psychological intimacy, emotional intimacy with people. Very few times in my life have I actually felt safe with people. And what I would like to do now moving forward is take that very few times and make it many more, you know, more. My intention is to make it more than the times that I haven't felt safe with people. But it's just so interesting to me how, like, when a person is present, right? Not worrying about the mind stuff, not worrying about, oh, it should be this way, it should be that way, it needs to be this way, it needs to be that way. It's too hot, it's too cold, it's not hot enough, it's not cold enough. Like, it's like, insufficiency is like all I've known my entire life. And I'm starting to wake up. And I mean that metaphorically, by the way. I'm starting to wake up and be like, I just be present. Like, be present with what is. Look at this hand before me. Oh my God, this is life. You know? And just, like, be grateful. Like, I'm starting to realize that it's not really a chore. And it's very hard to be sad when you're grateful, you know? And another thing that I'm really looking at right now, too, because I used to forget about the good things in life, right? Like, whenever something bad, something that my mind would label as bad would happen, what I would then do is be like, oh, such a bad day. But there were other good things that happened. Like, for instance, today, like, my mind, I mean, today was rough, but I also had good experiences today. And my mind would label that as, like, oh, this is such a bad day. Bad day. It's like, oh, well, no, you had a great experience with this person or that person or doing this or doing that. Like, I don't know if it's splitting or catastrophizing. I think it's more so on the end of splitting, you know, all good or all bad, right? Because you could have a day and have good experiences, bad experiences, and then paint the entire day black, right? And it's like, oh, it sucked. It's like, well, no, like, you had good experiences, and that's good, and you can be grateful for that, right? And so I'm really working through that now, and it's a cool experience, but really just, like, fuck, I can't emphasize it enough. I have spent a majority of my life in my mind with all of this noise, all of this mind-made suffering, right? But then when I bring that energy down from my mind down into my body and just be here, be aware, be present, put my feet on the ground, feel the ground, right? This in and of itself punches dissociation in the face and wakes it up and is like, uh-uh, you're evicted. You know, the intention is to evict dissociation. We want to be here, we want to be present, we want to be alive with life, because that's what life is all about. There is life flowing through every single cell of my body right now as I look at my hand, you know? It's like, I understand this might sound like esoteric and just like woo-woo and out there and everything, but healing is a wild journey. And the reason why I said fireside chat in the very beginning was because, you know, I just, I'm learning to be, and this is probably just a stepping stone because it probably doesn't always have to be this way, but it's like that meme where it's like a cartoon of a dog sitting at a table in the middle of a house and everything in that house around him is on fire and he's like, this is fine. You know, just like remembering that everything's okay and everything's going to be okay And that's it. And there's nothing else to it. And all of the, you know, mind-made ideas and my goodness, you know, like, we make ourselves sick. We really do. And I don't want to make myself sick anymore. Before I end this off, I want to talk about patterns of behavior learned in childhood through experiences of trauma. And specifically what I want to look at is, like, actually through conscious awareness, choosing a new behavior. It is very easy for me to get seduced into drama, talking about other people. But what I really see it as is Chris is maybe uncomfortable with or afraid of looking at himself, so he looks at other people. I mean that metaphorically, not like physically, like look at that other person's body. What I mean is like, all right, and I said this in a YouTube video yesterday, I believe it was. But it's like, okay, well, that person looks like they're doing much worse than I am, so I'm in a good place. But that's not healthy, you know? Just kind of like choosing like, okay, well, I'm not going to give in to the drama. I don't need to know. Instead, what I do, it's not a matter of what I need to, I think it's a matter of what I need to do. What I need to do is work on things for myself, things that I'm passionate about, you know, not just like buy into drama and gossip and she did this, who said that, blah, 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 you know, it's like, at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter. So I'm really trying to choose different reactions, different responses, different behaviors. Today, actually, I noticed that, by the way, Tim Ferriss would probably endorse this and be proud of this, but I noticed that while I was having a conversation with my friend, I was not the entire time making eye contact. And, you know, like, there would be times that I looked down, and I looked back up. One of the things that I'd like to do in terms of a change of behavior is consistent eye contact, because it is powerful. It is totally powerful. But yeah, that's it. Like I looked at that, like I was having a conversation with him and I was like, okay, I want to make consistent eye contact because that is important to me. Right. So yeah. I'm really excited to be here. I'm going through a lot of healing. I'm doing a lot of growth and it's just a really wonderful time. And it's cool that I can actually see that it's like, okay, well, just because something bad happened today doesn't mean that it's an entirely bad day because something also good happened, you know? So it's like, instead of painting the entire day black and being like, fuck this day, right? It's like, well, no, there were good things as well. And just being able to decipher and sift through and be like, wow, I'm grateful, you know? And not only that, I'm going to end off with this. I am doing both the best I can and what's required to bring my focus back to myself. I am highly empathic. I easily tune into other people's energies and emotions. So learning to bring myself back to me rather than being so tuned into everyone else, I start to feel more safe, right? With the experience of tuning into everyone else, it's like, what's the word for it? I forget the word for mind reading, but it's like pseudo mind reading. You know, like you don't know because you don't know, right? But the hypervigilance, it creates unnecessary energy. And really just bringing myself back to myself is what I'm doing now. And in my experiences, it's actually challenging, but I know that it'll only get better from here. And I'm really excited about that. So yeah, with that, this fireside chat over and out. The world might be on fire, but so are we. In a good way though. We're alive and it is absolutely incredible. Take care, everyone. Peace.